vehicle that's pulling to take you a direction that you don't want to go. Well, things start happening when that occurs. One of the things starts wearing your tires down. And you can take your tires in, they'll say something's out of alignment. In other words, something's not lined up properly. Something's not quite right. One of the other things I touched on, you have to be aware all the time, because if you're driving a distance, you know, you tend to start relaxing a little bit. And if you relax a little bit too much and your vehicle's not in alignment, it's going to just take you right off. Well, you know what it means to align something? Think about it. Align. To align proper, the definition, dictionary definition, is an adjustment to a line. An arrangement in a straight line, it's an adjustment of components for coordinating function. In other words, you can adjust components of something to be sure that they all work together like they should properly. Well, what about realignment? Have you ever taken your vehicle in for a realignment? Why is it re? Because, again. In other words, you've been there before and things were straightened up according to a line, but yet somewhere along the way, it got a little bit off again, and so you take your vehicle in to be realigned. Well, vehicles need maintenance, folks. And do you know, spiritually, we need some maintenance sometimes. And it's no disgrace to say, Lord, I need some maintenance. You may need an oil change spiritually. You may need some more fuel than what you have. There may be some components that aren't quite working right. Well, when something stops working on your vehicle, you just throw it away and get a new one. You know, I was talking to Brother James, talked to him the other day, Brother James Bell, and he was fix an old truck that he had that every time he turned to the left, the horn honked. He said he'd get all kinds of looks. Every time he turned, the horn would honk, and he'd just wave at him. He'd had to replace and fix something in that steering column. But do you know that spiritually there are going to be times in life, every time the situation comes up, my horn honks. Well, you don't throw the vehicle away. You don't say, well, I'll just have to get rid of it. But you fix it. Go to the parts store. You take it to a mechanic. Take it to someone that knows what they're doing, maybe. So there have been times I've taken a vehicle in and said, I don't know what's wrong with it. Here it is. You know, we have a God this morning that knows what's wrong. And if there is areas that we have been struggling in our life, or maybe you've been fighting the wheel spiritually. And by that I mean it's taking all your time and energy to keep on a straight line, and you're just filling that pool to go off the wrong direction. Well, we need some spiritual realignment this morning. A vehicle, when it is taken in for an alignment, it's actually, they're trying to make it so it will go straight on a line. Well, this morning, we need some spiritual maintenance because of this. Life wears us down sometimes. In just like driving, you can take it in and have an alignment, and you can go down the road straight for a while, but how does stuff get out of alignment? What happens to your vehicle? I know some of y'all know. Rough roads. Just time and the bumps in the rough roads will loosen that up to where things just need to be kind of tightened back down a little bit. It's part of realignment is tightening it down and readjusting because of rough roads. What's another thing that causes your vehicle to get out of an alignment? Running into the curb. Sister Melissa, have you heard that before? I think my wife has too. That's what happens. If you hit a curb, it knocks it out of alignment. And then it starts wearing the tires out. And you have to fight that will. You know, this morning, that spiritually, that's part of life. And to all the sisters and brothers as well, part of driving is hitting curbs sometimes and going over rough roads. But it's also part of getting alignment sometimes. Spiritually speaking, there are going to be some bumps in the road that just spiritually, they affect us. And there are going to be sometimes maybe we hit the curb a little bit and we weren't quite as careful. You don't throw the vehicle away. You don't throw your hands up in the air and say, it's not worth it. But it's time to get in alignment. It's time to fix and to correct what's wrong. Let's turn and read over in 2 Corinthians in the 13th chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 5. Scripture says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? I want to encourage us this morning. This is the beginning of a new year. First service here, other than last Wednesday night. First Sunday for us here since the new year. And I want to challenge us and encourage us to examine ourselves in whether we be in the faith. How has your drive been the last year spiritually? Are you keeping on course? See, when you're having alignment, you can drive down. I try it different times. I just like to take my hands off the wheel and see how far I can get down the road before it starts veering off. Don't take your hands off spiritually. But I would encourage you all to examine the past year. Have you been staying on a straight course? Have you been staying to the line? Or have there been some veering off? Maybe you've hit some curves. Maybe you've had some bumps in the road. Things have gotten a little bit loosened up spiritually. Examine your own self. It's really not time this morning to examine everybody else. Because of this, I can look at people as well as you can, and I can see where they've been the last year. And I can see where they are today. Do you know where we are today is a result of what we were decisions we were making yesterday? Where we are spiritually today is a result of decisions we made last year. And I can look at people today and I can see where they are today and say, something's wrong. Something's out of alignment. They're not staying the course. Something's wrong in their life. And I can even with some people that I can trace back and I can see key points where they made wrong decisions and they didn't come to the Lord and get help. And so now they're off the road. But you know, driving down the road, if you start veering off, thank God for rumble strips. Do you know that the Lord has some spiritual rumble strips for us? It's no disgrace if you hit a rumble strip. What it is supposed to get your attention. If you're struggling this morning and you're going down the road spiritually and you've gotten off a little bit and the Lord comes along with something that wakes you up and says, be careful here. There's some caution here. Watch it here. Don't throw your hands up in the air. Say, thank you, Lord. I don't want to get discouraged by whether it's a correction of the Lord or maybe the Lord just comes along and kind of, you know, hits you over the head a little bit. Or maybe He just gently comes along and says, be careful. A rumble strip. It's there to wake you up. Don't be discouraged by that. But yet, we can see sometimes so clearly when other people are veering. But what about your life this morning? What about my life? Yeah, well, my wife or my children or my husband or my... No. This is for us this morning personally. Examine yourself. How have you been keeping... How's your spiritual alignment this morning? Are you on course this morning? Because see, the course that you set is going to take you somewhere. And if you start veering, if you're going down the road and you veer just a little bit to the left, you veer a little bit... You know, just a little change in degree down the road, you're going to be way off the road, aren't you? So any little movement of that wheel makes a big difference. Folks, be careful of the little decisions you're making in your life. They have long-term, lasting consequences. If we continue, and I just ask you, examine your life. But if you continue this year on the course that you are right now, with your attitudes, with your priorities, with the choices that you're making, if you continue on the course where you are right now this morning, where will you be at the end of this year? Do we need some alignment? Lord, I'm struggling with some things. There's been some areas that aren't quite like you want. The Lord's saying, would you let me come and give you an alignment? Are we going to end up closer to the Lord this year than what we are this morning? Are we going to make the decisions and the choices that will lead us closer to the Lord? What have you been doing with your time? Just some questions for you to examine yourself. What have you been doing with your time? What What are our relationships like with our family? Next year, at the end of this year, is it going to be better than it is today? You see, sometimes we need some realignments, don't we? Need some adjustments. Need some tightening up of some things. What about faithfulness to the Lord this morning? Have you been putting the Lord first in your life? In every area, have you been putting God first? Spiritual realignment. Do you see the necessity? And we said realignment because we've been here before, haven't we? Lord, I came to you with some needs before, but it's all right to say I need a realignment. I need some readjustment. I want to be sure I stay on the road. With that note, Isaiah the 28th chapter. Thinking about alignment is measuring to the line. What line or what are we supposed to measure to this morning? Because here's the thing. I can look at other people and I can align myself to them. In other words, I can see, well, they're doing this and they're doing that and this is how they're living and these are their priorities, and I can change my life to try to mirror or reflect their life. Is that wise to do? It's not. Because somewhere along the way, someone might make a mistake. You measure your life to mine. What if I'm on the rumble strip? You know what that's going to do to you? It's going to get you there too and maybe beyond it. So we need something that is fixed to measure our life to. The scripture says it's not wise to measure yourself among yourself or to compare yourselves by yourselves. It's not wise, folks. It's not wise for us to look at the world and say, oh, I'm doing pretty good because look how bad they are. Well, you know what? If we always measure ourselves to the world, we're always going to be a little above them if we're trying to serve the Lord. Our priorities are how we live, the choices we make. But what direction is the world going? It's going down. The world is so different today than it was even when I was a child. And much less those of you that are older. The face of the world is so different. And it's because it's getting worse and worse and worse. So what's going to happen to us individually in our families and as a congregation and as the body of Christ if we're always measuring ourselves to the world and we always stay the same distance from it? We can always say, well, we're this far from the world. I want to tell you something. Saints of God ought to be further from the world today than they were 100 years ago. Because 100 years ago, the world had some morals. 100 years ago, the world had some values. I don't even have to go back 100 years ago. When I was a child, there were things that were unacceptable in society that today are acceptable. So as time goes on, we're going to find a greater and greater difference between us and the world. Folks, don't measure yourself to the world this morning. But if you measure yourself to God's people, it's good for us to be challenged by each other. That's part of being an example. Did y'all notice Levi and Vanessa up here this morning when they stood up to sing in Sunday school? Vanessa had her eye on Levi, and he stepped down, and so she stepped down. And he stepped up, and she stepped up. Levi, someone's following your example. Spiritually, you better watch where you step. Parents, what you do, expect your children to do it and probably a little bit more. There are some places we need to tighten up. There are areas in life parents can say, well, it's not sin and I think I can do it because I'm going to control it to this point. How are your children going to control it? They're going to go just a little bit further. And I want to say we are paying a price today because parents have brought things in the home and have taken their children places that it has whet their appetite for the things of the world and it has caused their children to deviate far from where they ought to be. And that means as parents we have a responsibility to stay off the rumble strip. But if you get on one, don't throw your hands up and say, oh, it's too late. Just say, Lord, help me to tighten up this year. Help me to get realigned. So realigned to what? Let's read Isaiah 28, verse 16. Scripture says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Talking about Jesus Christ was laid as the foundation. And he went on to say judgment. All right, here's this judgment word, folks. Is judgment all right? Judgment will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding places. Folks, what are we supposed to measure our life to? We're supposed to measure our life to the judgments and righteousness of God, which is given to us in His Word. This is what we are to measure our life by this morning. Do we need to realign some areas? We say, well, I look in the Word and I know the attitudes that I'm supposed to have. And I know where my priorities are supposed to be. And Lord, I'm just a little bit off. Don't be discouraged by it, but say, Lord, I want to get realigned and I want to set my course straight to the line. When you want something straight, you use a plumb line. It's like a string with a weight on the end. A simplistic plumb line. And you hang it up. Well, he said that judgment would be laid to the line and righteousness would be the plummet. To the plummet. That's what's holding it down. The judgments of God being held straight. Folks, I told Renee this week, and there are things, folks, this is what the Word of God is for. It's for judgment. It's for righteousness. It's to make a difference in our life. And sometimes this isn't just a New Year's resolution thing I'm talking about, but it's a time to examine our life according to the judgments and righteousness of God and say, Lord, do I need to do some spiritual realignment? Y'all understand? And that's one of the reasons why it's important for us to come to service. I mentioned, Renee, there's going to come a day when we're going to stand before God and we're going to be judged without mercy. We're going to be judged without mercy. And the Lord is going to look down and He's going to judge us according to our works. According to how we lived our life, He's going to judge us according to the righteousness of His Word. And why is it so many come to church and they want to be patted on the back and they want to feel warm and they want to be encouraged? And folks, I want the services to be a place that we are encouraged. I want us to be able to come and be challenged. And I want us to be comforted in our trials. And I want us to know of God's love. And I want us to know that the Lord sheds tears when you cry. That's part of it. That's the importance of coming together. But there's another important reason, and it is that we would hear the judgments of God and that we could realign to Him to prepare ourselves for eternity. And if we're going to, I told Renee, I would rather someone be offended at me because of what I preach in this life, and at least they've got some opportunity to make their peace with God rather than stand before God and the Lord say, I never knew you. I would rather them know right now that if you're going to live saved, you've got to forsake your sin, you've got to die out to yourself, or you're not going to make heaven. You say, well, that's not popular. Well, this is what's going to get us to heaven. That's the judgment of the Word of God, and it's the righteousness of God. And if there is sin in our life, we are not ready to die. I can say I'm saved till I'm blue in the face, but if there's sin in my life, if there's iniquity in my life, I'm not ready to meet God. And if you want to come to service and have everybody pat you on the back and say you're on my brother in Christ, I don't want it to be among the camp of the saints. This is a place that you can know you're going to hear the truth, that we would be realigned, ready to go to heaven. Oh, folks, we need to be careful this morning that we don't get so politically correct that we're not willing to stand behind the Word of God in the judgments of it. When the ministry sounds the alarm and says, be careful, and we can say it, stepping on my toes, I'm offended at it, and I don't like it. It would be better to hear it now than to hear it at the judgment seat of God. Because now we have opportunity to get some realignment done. Lord, help us to be willing to accept and measure to the Word of God. We're not talking about personalities now, folks. We're not talking about opinions now. We're not talking about differences of how you see and how I see. We're talking about what the Word of God says, and it's close. You want some close preaching? You want some close judgment? Open up the Word of God, and it's there. But why is it so many people get offended at the preachers? Offenses may come. You know, they were offended at Jesus and they walked away from Him. They left. Said, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to listen. That's a hard time. I'm not going to listen. Folks, we can't stop preaching truth to coddle people that aren't ready to meet God. Because I want people to know, if you ever want to get ready to meet God, there's a place you can come. There's a place you can go that you're going to still hear the same truth, the judgments and the righteousness of God. Folks, if we want to make heaven, we're going to have to live holy lives. Is that right? Holiness, purity, godliness, unadulterated, unmixed, untainted with the world. In what society we live in that's saying you can have God and you can have the world too. I want you to know this morning, you can't do it. If you want to make heaven, if you're going to make it in, you're going to have to live holy right now. And you're going to have to say no to some things. But too many people are saying, I want to live like this and I'll incorporate God in my life. It does not work. You want greater anointing in your life this year than you did last? Get closer to God. You want greater power? And anointing isn't just something behind the pulpit. Anointing is the blessings of God and His approval on your life through the week. If you want it, then get closer to God and be willing to accept His judgments and say, yes, Lord, spiritually align me. Get me in line with the Word that I can have greater power with God. Folks, this is where the truth is. This is where it's right. This is what's going to get us there. Lord, help us to wake up then this morning. Help us to wake up and be aware of the time that we're living in. I mentioned earlier, I'll say it again, we don't have time to play games spiritually, folks. Too many people are playing games with God this morning and they're going the wrong way and they're going to lose their soul. So are we going to coddle that? Are we going to pet that? Or are we going to be in a place that we can still set a godly example because we're going to align to the Word, His judgments, and His righteousness? Lord, help us to live in such a way that we can be a positive influence. So how is your alignment this morning? That's right, and that's what the world, the enemy's trying to do is cause this plumb line right here, this line of judgment, the Word, this what we measure our life to cause it to deviate from it. But where that happens is watering it down. Watering it down, well, you know, you can preach about that, Brother Michael, but you get over there in that passage, just leave that alone. Don't want to hear that. That cuts too close. It would be better to do a little bleeding in this life than to go to hell and lose our soul, folks. It's going to take holiness. It's going to take purity. It's going to take dying out to ourself. It's going to take self-denial. It's going to take saying no to everything and saying yes to Jesus Christ in our daily decisions. In our daily decisions. I want to go through and just touch on very briefly. What are some areas? And this is for us to examine our own life now this morning. Alignment. Some places this morning, do I need some spiritual realignment? And again, I'll just underline. I'm going to say three. Because if you serve the Lord next year, you're going to have some realignment to do again. It's no disgrace, but let's take care of business. Where do we need realignment? What about our priorities this morning? What does the Bible say? It says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you. What's all these things? The temporal things of life that so many people are spending all their time and their effort and their energies, and it becomes an excuse not to put God first in their life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The question is then, have I been putting God first in my life? In every single area has God been first? And the Lord's saying, just maybe you need some realignment. He's not cutting us off this morning. Understand that. Yeah, there's some judgment. But He's not cutting us off right now. He's saying, I'm trying to get you ready because this is the last days. Are you putting God first? Or have you been putting your preferences and your hobbies and your interests and your work and all of the lawful things of life even? Are you putting those things before God? Folks, those things will hinder us spiritually. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Lord, help us to realign reading and praying. You know, it seems like if you want to make someone feel guilty about something, you can hit lots of people talking about reading the Word and praying, can't you? That's not my point this morning. But I want to encourage us that there is life in the Word of God. I don't remember what I ate 4 days ago. I'm sorry, honey. I don't remember what I ate, but I know that it's accomplished a purpose. You know, the Lord wants us to be fat and flourishing spiritually. The Lord wants that. And we say, well, I read the Bible and it's getting kind of dull and I'm not getting a lot out of it. And so it's easier not to read and pray the next day. That's a trick of the enemy, folks. There's going to be a lot of times that maybe you're just not overflowing with the, oh, that's so wonderful, I can't hardly put my Bible down. It's not always going to be that way, but you're getting fed. You're getting God's Word in your heart. It will do more for you than what you know. You may not remember. I don't remember what I read in the Bible a week ago. I don't remember what I read. But I think it's doing me some good. Because I'm getting His Word in my life and it's working. And the blessings of God are there. And I'm in contact with God. That doesn't happen overnight. It happens from consistent faithfulness, dedication, putting God first, reading and praying. I want to challenge you this year. Lord, if I need to realign some things in my life, then by the grace of God, I'm going to do it. Reading and praying. What about doing for God? How much have we been sacrificing for the Lord? You know, I know it's difficult for the preachers to talk about this, but it's Bible. What have we been giving to the Lord? How has our giving been this last year? How have we been giving like God wants us to? Folks, there's something about it that too many times it's easy for people to fall into a pattern of just not giving like they ought to give. The New Testament does not teach 10%. That was Old Testament. But I want us to understand it's a good guideline. It's something to at least give us a place to begin. But we're supposed to give all. We're supposed to sacrifice. And if I'm giving of my excess, it's not truly, fully acceptable giving to God. It's because it's not sacrifice. Sacrifice is when you give $30 of your $50 and you don't have enough to make it through the week. So I'll give anyway. God accepts that. So how have we done this year? Finances. You know your finances affect you spiritually. And there's a lot that can be said about this, but folks, there are times we need some financial realignment. Just gotten in a habit of spending a little bit too much money that I really couldn't afford. It'll affect you spiritually. If you start spending what you don't have, you're going to get in debt. And it's the greatest cause of marriage difficulties is financial pressure. Financial difficulties. Folks, sometimes we just need to come back and assess where we're at. Maybe I'm just spending too much. I heard someone recently told, well, I won't get the figures right. It was just a couple. And they were talking about how much they spent a week or a month, and it boggled my mind. It's like, I've got a family of six, and they're struggling on how much? Do you realize this morning, there are times for all of us, our priority ought to be God's work. Not everybody's called to go to the mission field in Africa. You're called to go to a mission field, though. We're all called to sacrifice. We're all called to give of our time. I try to tell my boys, Lord, help them. I try to tell them as you grow older, if God blesses you with a good job, even if it's not a good job, but where God blesses you financially, if the Lord, maybe that's the place God has for you, then you let that work be for God. That any successes and any promotions and those pay raises, Lord, I want to give more to you. And it goes beyond percent then. It goes on, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. Putting God first. Priorities. Financial realignment, folks. It affects us spiritually. A couple other things, a few other things I want to mention. What about our attitudes where we're at this morning? What about your attitudes? Do you need any spiritual realignment? How do you view people this morning? It comes into relationships, doesn't it? Do you have attitudes of love and forgiveness for everybody? Or are there some areas this morning that you're struggling with some resentments and some bitterness? Hear the rumble strip. Because if you go down that path, maybe you haven't gotten off the road yet, but folks, we can lose our soul over bitterness. And you may say, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. You may not know what I've been through. Bitterness I can't afford to be bitter or I will lose my soul. And the devil's given me, it seems like, ample opportunity to get bitter. I'm not going to do it by God's grace. By God's grace, because I'll lose my soul. Folks, you will go to hell with unforgiveness. Is that too strong? We cannot afford to get bitter. Which means then that if we're struggling, it means we haven't given in, all right? So be encouraged if you're struggling this morning. You haven't given in, but know this. The warning lights ought to be going off. And to come and say, Lord, I need some realignment, because if I go down the path that I see I'm on, it's going to take me to a place of unforgiveness. It's going to take me to a place of bitterness because I've been done wrong, because of what someone else did. The Lord can help us with that this morning. But we need to get some realignment. Our attitudes, what about our vision this morning? Where's your vision of God? What's your vision of God's people? I believe and I know there is, again, this I personally testify to it, that there are areas that we need our vision renewed for the work of God. We need our vision renewed for the work right here. We need our vision renewed for our families. We need some spiritual perspective. Family members, I want parents, we need our vision renewed for the time we spend with our children in family worship, in spending time with them, just enjoying life together in good, positive, healthy ways. You say, well, I'm out making a living for them. That doesn't cut it. They want your time. They want you to spend time with them. They need you. They need your influence. They need your support. They need your approval. Sometimes we need the Lord to renew our vision for that. In our relationships, I mentioned that. But again, how is it this morning in your marriage? If you continue this year, down the road that you are on, how's it going to be in the year? See, there needs to be some realignments. There needs to be some adjustments sometimes. Husbands, have you been loving your wives as Christ loved the church? And gave himself. In other words, you put your wife first. That's what that means. Maybe you need some realignment. Wives, how have you been respecting your husband? See, that's what a wife needs, love. A husband needs respect. How have you been respecting and honoring him by your conduct? If you go down the course that you're on this morning, where's it going to take? And you know the Lord, you hear the rumble strip, just need some realignment. That's all right. But what's wrong is when we ignore it. Holiness. Things that we do. Places we've been going. Do we need some realignment, folks? It's personal now. Examine yourself. How are we doing? Where have you been? Dress is such a small part. Attitude is so much more important than the outward man. But it's still part of the Word, folks. How have you been dressing? Are you dressing modestly? Or are you getting a little too close to the world? What are we measuring by? Let's measure by the Word. Pure. Holy, clean, wholesome. The things we watch, things we listen to, can God put a stamp of approval on it? Or maybe gotten a little loose. I want to conclude with one other thing to consider. What about your past commitments? Have you made some commitments to the Lord in the last year or 2 years? You said, Lord, by your grace, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to do that. Where are you at this week? Have you been faithful to those things? If not, need some spiritual realignment. Folks, Paul said, I count not my brother and I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So as you examine your life this morning, know the Lord allows realignments. He allows us to get back on course, get lined back up. Sometimes it's just a little small course correction. And if you be any otherwise minded, you can take courage to know
that you don't have to live with questions. You can live in a way knowing that to all I know, I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. And yes, there are things we're working on. There are things that we're seeking the Lord for greater strength. But to all I know, Lord, even so, come Lord Jesus. Because if there's anything else in my life, the Lord's going to be faithful to refill it. In closing this morning, let's stand and sing a song. And if you need some spiritual realignment, you just need to talk to the Lord. I want to give just a very, we don't always do this, but if you want to pray this morning, it's personal time with you and God. So if you want to come to the altar, no one's going to pray with you unless you ask them, okay? So let's all respect that. If you just want to pray, it's a good time to make some commitments to the Lord. It's a good time to realign. And if you think, well, I'll do it when I get home, it's not going to work because now is your time. It's never going to work better than it will right now. Let me put it that way. So if you just feel a need to pray, the altar's open this morning, and it's personal time with God that we could be in the place God wants us to be for this year.